Hi everyone, welcome to Lecture 12 of OpenRefine. In today's lecture, we will talk about scripts. More specifically, we will look at how we can document the data cleaning steps that we have applied to our data and how we can apply these steps to additional data sets. As you conduct your data cleaning and preliminary analysis, OpenRefine saves every change that you make to your data set. These changes are saved in a format known as JSON, which is an abbreviation for JavaScript Object Notation. You can export this JSON script and apply it to other data files. For example, if you had 20 files to clean and they all had the same type of errors, for example, species name misspellings, leading white spaces, and all the files had the same column names, you could save the JSON script, open a new file to clean in OpenRefine, paste in the script and run it. This gives you a quick way to clean all your related data. You can now close the facet of the scatter plot that we did in the previous lecture, and also close the text filter that we had previously. Make sure that all the rows are returned. Now you can go into the undo redo section and click extract. On the left, you will see all the steps that we performed that actually transformed the data. So even though we previously performed sorting steps on the data, you will see that these steps are not captured here. And the reason for that is the sorting step does not modify the data in any way. It is only a way of viewing your data in a specific order. Only the actual transformations are captured in the JSON script. To the right, you will see the JSON language, and this is how the actual code looks like. You can select the steps that you want to apply to other data sets by unchecking the boxes or checking the boxes that you want to include. For our purposes, we will just include all the steps. Now you can copy the code on the right panel and paste it into a text editor. So the shortcut is Ctrl-C for copy, or you can do right-click, copy. Then you should open a note editor or text editor. So on Windows, I make use of Notepad. You can use Sublime Text or any other text editor that you have. And then you can paste the text here. Control V is the shortcut, or you can go on the menu, edit, paste. Now you should save your script as a plain text file. So to do that, let's go to File, Save As, and we can call it data cleaning script. And I'm going to save it on my desktop in my OpenRefine folder that I created previously. And this is saved as a plain text file. So let's practice running these steps on a new data set. So we will test this on the raw data again from scratch. All right, so I'm going to close this now and close this window as well. So let's say in OpenRefine, let's say open. This will open a new tab on your web browser. So you'll see the previous project is still there, but we will start from the beginning and choose the raw data again. So click on Choose Files and find the raw data that we started with previously and click Open. Then click Next. And once again, as we did previously, make sure that you uncheck the box to trim leading and trailing white space, because we perform the trimming later in the script and we want to see if that action is applied. So you can change this project name. Let's call it Project 2, just to make sure that the project names are different there on the tabs. So you can say Create Project at this stage. And you will see that we have the raw data as it was. You can see the leading white space that we removed previously. You can also see that no columns have been transformed to numbers yet. And in the undo, redo section, you can see that no steps have been applied at this stage. And you can see on top, the first project was Portal Rodents and the second one is called Project 2. Now you can click on Apply and paste the contents of the text file with the JSON code. So the data is still on my clipboard, so I can do right click and paste, or Control V for the shortcut, to paste my JSON code. And then you can click perform operations. So you will see that the data set is now the same as the other cleaned data set. And you can see there were 7 steps. If we go back to the previous project, you will see the exact same 7 steps that were performed. So for convenience, we used the same data set. But in reality, you could use this to process and clean related data sets. For example, data that you had collected over different fieldwork periods, or data that was collected by different researchers, provided that everyone uses the same column headings. So now that you know how scripts work, you may wonder how to use them in your own scientific research. So on the lesson that is linked on the summary sheet, you will find links to some successful application of reproducible science principles in archaeology and marine ecology. So the key points for this lecture is that all changes are being tracked in OpenRefine, and this information can be used for scripts, for future analyses, or reproducing an analysis. Scripts should always be published together with your dataset as part of the digital appendix of the research output. This is the end of lecture 12. In the next lecture, we will look at how to export and save data from OpenRefine.